This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's Katrina Rowe in Papua New Guinea for Operation Christmas Child. We're visiting Living Light Foursquare Church in Port Moresby. And I'm now in the health and dental clinic, and Janet is the dental nurse here. Hi, Janet.
Hello.
Thank you for having us in your city. How long has the dental clinic been here in Port Moresby?
Since 2006.
Is it hard for people to access dental care here?
Yes, there's less dentists than patients. There's a lot more patients than dentists around here.
And why does the church have a dental clinic here?
Because we're looking at the people that cannot afford the private dental clinic, so we make it possible for them to access it at a very low and cheapest price. We can afford, sometimes we give them free treatment for nothing.
That's great. And what sort of work do you do in this little room here, this little health clinic?
We do almost all what they do in the main hospitals, but when it gets difficult, then we send it to the general hospital, which is up at Trimai. We send them there. But in the dental clinic, we do extractions, fillings, and prophylaxis.
And through this work, you also do gospel work, don't you? You
yes.
share about the good news?
Yes, we do that. We have morning devotions, and then we staff have our own prayers. After that, we start our clinic off. But when we see the patients in need of spiritual needs, then we share with them. If they are reluctant to share with us, then we refer to them to our clinic pastors. We have two pastors in the clinics.
Okay, well, thank you for showing us around.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
That is Janet. She's the dental nurse, and we are in the health and dental clinic at Living Light Foursquare Gospel Church in Papua New Guinea. Living Light Foursquare Church in Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea, and we're having a look at their project where they build water pumps. So, Pastor Henry, just tell us about these pumps.
The pumps are fabricated here in our own workshops, in Living Waters workshop. The boys design them. We get the designs from lots of people, put them together, and we come up with a pump.
And how much does it cost to build each pump?
About 2,500, less 3,000 kina.
And how long does it take you to build one pump here?
I'll give it to Brian because he's the fabricator, so he'll explain.
Probably one pump takes us about 1 week, 1 week to build a complete pump.
And how many fellows have you got working here in this workshop?
At the moment, we'll be busy with the RWSS project, and currently we are employing 6 people working at the moment now.
Where are these pumps going to end up?
We got a project, a big project down at Milne Bay on Trobriand Island, Kerewina Island. So all these pumps will be shipped down to Milne Bay, then to the island. So we'll set them up, all 35 of them, at the island.
And how many people roughly will be using these pumps?
40,000.
Well, thank you. It's great to see what you're doing here.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.